families.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop.
Alright, can we stop this? What's with your face, Miss Love?
It's just such a weird... I should know what to expect for the intro song, but it's still surprising.
We were stuck on...
It always gets me every time. That's very interesting because that is what Ali's theory was about 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Which is, has anyone thought about that guy in the last 6 months?
Oh.
Even his most diehard fan, which I'm guessing is a mechanic in their third year of apprenticeship.
When was the last time you actually listened to a full 50 Cent song?
Well, okay. I would one-up Jordan's statement by saying the last time I thought of 50 Cent was probably 6 years.
There you go. It's and the perfect time, song then.
And the last time I listened to him... Oh, man. Do you mean like a full song? Or it's like even just like a passing moment?
Yeah, man. Like at least give that guy a full song.
Oh, dude. Like 2001?
How good is that? That's the year that I wanted. I was actually telling Jordan before we started that, man, yeah. I want to listen. Like I want to play a song that's from like 2001. Mm. And it was famous then, but now it's a joke. So like just to remind everyone how shit you were.
It's actually perfect. It's funny because I remember... I remember when that... I don't know if it was that song, actually. No. It's the one about... What's the one where it's like, partying. I like partying or something. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Every song is every day.
It's your birthday. Isn't that song? It's your birthday. I remember
Go Shouty.
Yeah.
It's your birthday.
And Eminem's in the video clip being like, I'm a doctor.
Oh, you know? Man. That
true,
reminds me.
Yeah. Because he produced it or somewhat.
Yeah.
But the only reason why everybody remembers that is because at that stage... Even you, Ali, who lived in Pakistan, we all owned Ben Sherman shirts. Surely.
Which is a predominant
Aussie brand, I think. You thought that was a brand, way to get maybe a handy in year 7 for sure. It was the fact that you owned a mildly good shirt, which really is just the slightly adult version of Oshkosh Bagosh.
Shut up.
It's just clean.
No,
there's nothing cool about it.
That's where I get my clothes, so I'd recommend you be quiet now.
You still get it from Ben Sherman.
Well,
Ben Sherman's mad. I'm only wearing that now. I was all about like World Industries.
Do you own any shirts, Miss Love, that aren't merchandise?
Yeah. That's... Altos. Amazing.
What is Altos? Is that a brand of sacks?
Is there anything on the back?
Yeah.
Is there anything? He's very proud of it. The Prince Play figure. It's your classic 90s shirt that's spooking merch. Very small logo on the front. God knows why. The back. That's where the action is.
Yeah, there you go. Does it say anything on my back? It says exactly what it says on the front at the back as well. They weren't very creative.
Just checking. This is a brand. Omeka. What's it say? Altos. Yeah, agave. It's a tequila brand. This is like a particular. It's like 100% Omeka. It's like some mad tequila brand.
But what's the 100% about? Is that alcohol, or is it just saying this is 100% this brand?
Yeah, it's 100%. Well, it can't be 100% alcohol because I think you die.
No.
Surely.
It's 100% agave. So tequila is made from the agave fruit, which is similar to the cactus. And it has to be from Mexico. And the higher percentage the agave, the better quality it is. So if it's 100% agave, it's like legit.
No, I think what it means is someone coming from the industry. It just means that whatever...
Actually, yeah, you would know probably.
Yeah, so like agave, he's right, it's a form of a cactus. But what often tequila brands do is they mix agave and then they mix some of other plants as well that are cheaper, but they mimic the same sort of flavors.
And that ain't real tequila.
And well, it is real tequila. So they're just saying it's 100% of agave that they've used.
And to answer your question, yes, I don't have any shirts that aren't brands. I just feel safer with stuff written on a shirt. It's weird. I don't know. I feel I need to be... I don't know. It's like... I feel like I'm going...
Much like the Celts of ancient Europe, the thought that tattoos would somehow protect them from arrows injecting into their skin. Armor, suckers, that just weighs you down.
I can feel
See,
that.
The problem is
I
that you don't have God on your side.
If I was a people back then, I'd be a Celt. That's Baola. Like
Do you
that.
Really think their life is? Every time I think about
I
a Celt's
know.
Life, I'm always thinking, I'd probably rather be a horse to a rich nobleman in ancient Rome than I would be a Celt.
Well, actually, I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, straining away working, and I'm like looking at my dog, and I'm like, damn, that ain't a bad life. You know, dog's lives. They just
a dog's life.
Yeah.
That was a bad expression.
A dog's life.
It's supposed to be negative.
Well, it shouldn't be, because they just get fed. They get to hang out. They just get to screw whatever they want, and they basically lounge around 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and people but love them.
Your dog does have its tubes tied, doesn't it?
Yes.
So it doesn't get to bang anything.
Oh, okay, I've lied about that. Well, in theory, if they're not neutered, then they can get banged. But fine, you know, cut my nuts off and I'll still wander around the garden.
I cannot... And that makes so much sense to me. I've just... Another piece of the Miss Love puzzle has just been added. The fact that you would trade your nuts for never having to work again.
I push it to you. I implore you. Any man would do it.
It tells you how society has changed. Because back in the day, guys would normally say that get rid of every part of my body except for working dick and testicles. And now we've come to a point where, like, yeah, that's the first one that you can get rid of.
Dude,
Eunuch said it great.
Yeah, I was
hanging around with babes all day. You can still get a boner. You just can't do anything.
I'll just be
it.
That fat guy from Game of Thrones walking around Lithgow. I'll just walk around Lithgow in a bathrobe and go up to them and be like, "Did you hear that Terry has raised his flooring from last week? He's extending his garage." And like, "What?" But Terry told me that he wasn't going to be doing that. I was like, "No,
oh,
it seems."
I have birds all around this town.
That.
Yeah, just Indian miners. So you are crazy. You are just making up rumors as you go. And just, you legitimately think the birds are talking to you. You don't understand that it's a metaphor.
Just, psst, $4.99 for a chicken deal down at the shop. You didn't hear it from me.
Just reading specials.
But have to walk in a really queer way. Like this, like, like very hands. What, I don't know how you describe this.
It's the look that he always has. That I can't believe that you can't describe this. It's so easy. It's just somebody with a bathrobe on holding their hands together.
Oh, holding
in a
their hands together.
Tone.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
kind of like how Mr. Burns is, but if Smithers was Mr. Burns.
Yeah. Or should I say, Miz?
I suppose you can. It's a free country. Let's move on to the first segment, which is a game that we've been wanting to play for weeks, and we've even described it on air what the rules are, and then continued on without playing it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Classic Friendly Geordies podcast style.
Organization.
Discussing having fun, but never really quite getting there.
It's a good...
Yeah, you're just listening to three mothers organizing a camp trip.
Yeah. Hey, that's real deal life right there.
It's more fun discussing it than actually doing it.
I don't think that's the case.
Well, that's like saying it's fun to talk about going to Movie World as opposed to go.
Yeah, have you been to Movie World? Like, the lines are huge.
Still,
there
not
is
as
a lot of talking that happens at Movie World, because what else are you going
to
do with that?
It's still
line?
More fun because you get on a ride eventually, as opposed to sitting. Unless you take like peyote in your living room and think about it, I don't think it'd be as fun.
I don't know, man. I went to Movie World a couple of months ago, and I thought that it was.
It's not that great.
Yeah, I think we're just older now.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that, but I saw I don't know, the rides were, they were fast, but like...
No, I agree.
Literally an hour's worth of wait to go really fast for 2 seconds.
And vertical.
Yeah.
That's a lot of their, most of their rides is basically just... okay, so we're going to drop in 3, 2. Oh, you thought we were going to drop on 1, but we dropped on 2.
Hey, it works. It's a winning formula.
Every time?
Yeah. Well, yeah, more or less.
I've been on that ride 5 times. I've never gone to one once. Gets me every time.
I went with the Mishies, semi-recently. And it was the first time in my life, because my parents were the kind of parents that took me to Queensland. We had cousins there. And, you know, they're harsh Eastern European communist upbringing taught him that frivolous fun is a waste of time. So we were driving past Movie World and Wet and Wild and Warner, all that, all of the fucking Dream World. And I was just, it's like etched in my mind, this like image. I still remember it like it was yesterday, just my face on the window, just being like, it was literally like that thing that seems to be like, can we go to, they said 10 signs of the like Pippi's burger shop. Like, can we go to Pippi's? He's like, no, it's like 50 more miles to the next one.
Where, what did you do with them?
What, in Queensland?
Yeah.
I went to my cousin's house, and because they were, like, vegetarian, we ate, what are they called? Lentil burgers.
I don't think they were quite Eastern European.
12 hours for that.
Well, obviously.
Lentil burger. You could have had that in Newtown for free.
In Australia. That is the funnest lot there is. There's nothing better than that. Uluru? Guys, spoiler alert, it's just a big rock.
There's two things.
Who goes to the Queensland to eat vegetarian
food?
That's ridiculous.
I know it is.
Yeah,
there's two
things. They grow a lot of pineapples there, but that's just so they can put it on ham.
Hey, nothing wrong with that combo. There's two things I continuously remind my parents of to this day in terms of their failings.
The molestation and vegetarian food.
It's
fresh memories. It's with Mishla Balabraj.
It's pretty close to molestation. It's my name.
Jesus.
It's my name.
How is that close to molestation?
Well, it's a pretty shit name, and it's annoying to having to describe.
So that's better. That's worse than getting your ass raped by a random 50-year-old man.
It's a linguistic rape. So yeah. And the second one.
You can
one,
tell that he's legitimately upset. If we could just zoom in on his face at this moment. Oh my god, you definitely need that song. I can't remember who sang it, but what happened to the story?
POD, I feel like.
Hopefully. God can only hope. Christian Linkin Park.
So my name and the fact that they drove me past Wet n Wild and Movie World and said no. So, anyway, I went there with my girlfriend, and eventually, which was last year, and I was like crying. I'm like, I made it. And it was pretty average.
Well, Movie World, you know what's still worth it? Wet n Wild. That shit is still worth it. You go there and you're happy.
Have you been?
Yeah, recently.
Oh, in Queensland? Or not the crappy one?
No, I haven't. I still haven't gone to, like, the actual one.
Yeah. Oh, the actual one?
Yep.
Wow.
It's mad. It's awesome. Movie World was shit because they make you watch a movie as well where they're like trying to perform stunts. Actually, one of them just died. Like the guy that used to tilt his car.
No way, I saw that show.
How much would you want to watch that?
I saw that show. Did you watch it? They're pretending it's a movie?
Yeah, I've seen it like fucking 3 times now. It's like, it's not, like, it doesn't make me happy anymore.
Is this a G-rated snuff film?
I loved it.
No, but
yeah, it is a G-rated snuff film.
But
it's
that,
like,
guy's dead, though. That
he
guy's
died
dead.
On,
dead.
Whilst he was doing it?
Well, I don't think it happened in Queensland because I think they're like the only ones that can do that sort of shit in the Southern Hemisphere. So I think they went
sometimes they go to Johannesburg.
Yeah, that's right. Johannesburg. Yeah,
totally. It's so Johannesburg. The sketchiest place in the world.
And they have to travel in one of those, you know, those really pimped up post-apocalyptic buses that always have a bunch of razor wires and bulldozer chains on the front of them.
Mad Max cars.
So this is part of the course. Yes, he did die, but they also did mow down 50 native Johannesburgians while getting to the place. And a lot of them were kids.
Oh, my God.
As if that's something new.
Where did he die?
I don't know, but I just know that he was doing what he does.
Man, that's really sad.
He's like this... He's like the crocodile Steve fucking Irvin. That's right. Sorry.
Steve Irvin.
Yeah, he's the Steve Irvin of
very specific movie stunts.
Yes, that's right. That's what I was going to say. He's Steve Irvin of like flipping your car over.
He's about cars.
So he essentially died doing what he loved.
He's about car conservation. Cars left, right, and center. Their motors are being depleted. Not taken care of.
Because people are using E10 fuel because it's a couple of cents cheaper. Well, let me tell you, in the long run, it's definitely worth getting the ultimate.
We need more cars on the roads.
What was the segment? We've told them the rules again and not done it.
Oh, yeah. We're on... Hey,
let's get on to this. This is just a very quick expression game where I'm going to give you the beginning of a proverb. So say, the grass is always greener.
Oh, this
and
is...
you have to finish that sentence with not on the other side.
There's something else.
Yeah.
Let's start. Miss Love, you go first.
Yeah.
A friend in need
is a friend with weed. Bam, 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 bam.
Didn't know what song you were singing. I was trying to riff along with it, but that doesn't matter. The point is that it was a good moment for a Victoria song. What a shame that our mixer is broken.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your studio, FBI.
Thanks again.
But nonetheless, still a very celebratory moment.
I think that works pretty well. I'm proud of myself.
A friend indeed's a friend in weed. God, I wish we could start getting that printed up as posters that we can sell.
Hey, man, that's totally doable. It's 2017.
Yeah, you're right. Xerox machines have been around for 150 years.
Yeah, I think it was also doable in 2000 and 1990s.
Yeah, that's true.
And 80s. I'm pretty sure right up until 60s it was possible.
We should make that happen. I think that's a pretty cool, like, a pretty good, like, slogan. Damn.
I don't think it is, but I can imagine if I was 17, I would have thought that that is amazing.
Yeah, definitely. But, like, we're pretty much 17-year-olds inside.
That's it's true. You, a friend if anybody in need... is like a, you know, clown entertainers for 5-year-olds, you are the that version, but for 18-year-old boys, I reckon.
So, basically, I love DMX. I love watching.
You do, right?
Yeah.
I think Junkyard Dogs are cool.
I love watching Jet Li movies.
Well, everyone does.
Love Pop Tarts. Love burritos. You're right.
All the way down the line.
Holy shit!
You I love Limp Bizkit. Corolla's a great brand of car.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that what 18-year-olds are into?
They're not into it. It's just that's all they can get.
Dude. Yeah. No. I bet. But they're like into.
Oh yeah. But
Mitsubishi Evos.
You know what though? Just what are? I'd be interested to know what 18-year-olds are into now. Because do you think it's the same? Do you think that is actually what they're into now?
I was watching Pokemon for my first night in Lithgow. By the way.
Round of applause, please.
For me.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And let's go
out of the big city, out of this heck hole. But the studio doesn't even give you a
straight into
that works.
My car for the night. I was too scared to sleep in the house.
Jesus fuck.
Jordan, no.
I just realized
you're lying to me. Are you serious?
I wish I was, Victor.
Holy shit, man.
I think that's like that should be a segment in its own.
That just brings up so many questions. Are you more damaged than I originally thought?
I think I might be.
Jesus.
Two words. Ghost phobia. I should swear that's my problem.
I should never.
That's my version of spiders.
I blame your mum.
No. I should never.
Because I think she's told you way too many interesting ghost stories in your life, and now it's just like. Like, it's messed with your wiring.
No, I should never...
Yeah, and then she... And that's actually what was happening as well. She was talking to me for 3 hours because I just reverted into being a 10-year-old. I'm on a 5-acre block by myself in the middle of the wilderness in a house that used to be for school teachers opposite a school that is built in the 1830s.
Any hope for our generation providing a, well-rounded, responsible... masculine figure just fell asleep in that car with you, man. I thought we were getting somewhere. And it's like, you know, I'm reading these books about masculinity and the need for, like, Western chauvinism, and then Jordan sleeps in his car.
And
even though he's paid for a house 10 meters away. So annoying. So
many good things about that. The fact that I'm currently a ticket still on sale now for Canberra, Adelaide and Hobart. I'm travelling the country doing a stand-up show that is purely about self-help. And I've moved to Lithgow, which, like, let's be perfectly honest about this. The heyday of that was
coal mines.
When...
It was the coal mines.
Exactly. But in the time when, like, Clyde's... Gains. I don't even know what they are because it's so old, but those extremely heavy-set horses that always have eye patches on their eyes not to freak them out when they're in a cave.
Yes.
That would have been their heyday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I've moved there, and I'm doing a show about success in life.
Jesus.
I can't even enter the door because I'm too scared.
Yeah, oh, God. I hope all of your fans listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. You know that if you told me that, before this, I would just slap the shit out of you, hey?
No, I didn't, but I'm really glad that, like, it never closes the door without opening a window, right?
Just avoided an ass whooping.
Yeah,
you could have stayed.
That's what I love about being in the public's eye.
You could have stayed at my. Oh, it doesn't matter. Did you enter the house? Imagine if Jordan stayed in Lithgow for 4 months and slept in the car every night and didn't tell anyone because he was too scared. It's a probability. It's a possibility.
It's a possibility, yes. For sure.
You always see extremely neat shirts and pants on the passenger side of the car.
Like,
and I'm always saying, oh, I'm emceeing a wedding tonight.
Yeah, that's not the reason. And there's always all your, like, toiletries set up in a perfect line. It's like, why is that in your car? And why is it in your boot? It's, like, all set up and there's a little tinny.
Sometimes a gentleman needs to look his freshest. Yeah. I've got all the lines.
Oh, so how was the sleep?
Now in the car?
Yeah.
Horrible. What did you think?
I don't know. It's just, like...
Okay, to give everybody an idea, Lithgow is at the bottom of the Blue Mountains.
Yeah.
So you go to bed at night, and there's mist around the mountains, and you think, that's beautiful, and it is, if you have central heating. If you're just sleeping out in essentially a tin can.
Oh my god.
I know what it feels like to be groundskeeper Willy when he lost his shack. And to live in the...
You fool! That is insane.
Now I understand.
You could have got pneumonia or hypothermia. Why did you stay in my house?
I just had now to stretch out. I've ruined my favorite shirt, in fact.
No, was it just the one you were wearing?
Which is a white
like a tortoise.
You did not
your
do
favorite
that.
Shirt is a white plain shirt. How is this? Which you can find anywhere.
I feel like I've contributed to Jordan's abuse by even suggesting he move up there, because he's just
and now I understand why he keeps convincing everyone to move in with him. He said, like, oh, why don't you just move to Lithgow with me,
because he's scared.
I've got what, four rooms?
He's scared,
and I'm like trying to convince him.
Ghosts. I should never have told you my ghost stories.
No, you certainly shouldn't have done that. You've been a very naughty boy, Vincent. But on top of that, I certainly shouldn't have watched the horror section on Virgin Planes to Perth. That was four hours I'm never going to get out of my head.
Jesus.
I honestly think that I have a serious issue with this now. I mean, if you can't enter a house by yourself, it is a phobia.
Yeah.
How scared is your girlfriend of ghosts and shit that doesn't exist?
Well, let me put it this way, Ali. On last... for this year's...
I'm just so excited to hear this. Yeah.
We were in South Australia. We didn't realise how remote the cabin was. It was, I think, 2 hours away from the closest town, which was one of those pissant 150... got one gas station there, and the sign is always rusty.
I love it.
Those places. It's a nice vibe.
I love it. Yeah.
If you're not scared of ghosts, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So we go up there. It's an old Ranger Park station.
Was this in Perth? I didn't listen to the beginning part.
South Australia.
I'm surprised you listened to any of it. that is an improvement.
100% agave.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 100% agave, 100% not listening.
100% douchebag.
No, that is such a good... If I ever run for whatever, parliament, that's going to be my slogan. 100%
100% angry. 100% not going to listen.
It's so good.
To the fat cats in Canberra.
Yes. So you're in Adelaide-ish. Yep.
Yeah, okay. In comparison to the rest of the geography of the planet, yes, I was close.
It's a big universe.
So, we were there. There was this old abandoned cabin. There's all these signs around the cabin that says, don't touch the walls. This house is infested with asbestos. Paid $200 for this.
I love this country.
I know.
I love it. I'm not joking. Like, that wasn't ironic. I love it. That's cold.
It's all right, man.
Yeah, you're very close to getting a Southern Cross tag.
Yeah, I am. I really am.
You should get it on your face.
What a statement.
Yeah, that would
you,
be.
Only the most hardcore neo-Nazis would ever get that.
Ali, that's a job killer, but, you know.
Well, you're a musician anyways, and that's if you're going to get a real job.
Let's not get into that conversation. But anyway, yeah, continue.
I can't remember where I was thinking, because now all I'm thinking about
asbestos.
Is you
a rusty cabin
from surfy punk to just straight up white supremacy punk with a huge flag tatted on your head.
I have been watching I've been watching, what's his name, Richard Spencer, is that what he's called? Do you know that guy?
No,
I've been watching his videos, but more just out of like curiosity. But I'm not a white supremacist, don't worry.
Okay, hang on, we will talk about this in a second. After we finish the game and I finish this story, then we'll link back to that.
Okay.
You tell us more about his worldview, because that'd be great.
Okay.
And it links in
finish
with the
game
political
first.
Part. Sorry.
Yeah. No, finish the story first.
Oh, yeah, finish the story first.
And then we've got to finish
yeah.
the game.
God. An hour in.
How many podcasts have we done at this point?
100. I counted. That's why last night I wrote 100.
God, it just I feel like I'm Fran Drescher.
We are.
Or my mum. And Miss Love is that sassy, never addressed, but clearly gay butler.
Yeah. We are.
What's its name?
I love it. Jeeves? I don't know.
Miles.
Oh, you're talking. Miss Babcock.
Okay, so.
Oh, I love it so much.
God, that was a name. All right, so, yeah, there was just an outdoor shower that was a decontamination shower, one of those heavy industrial showers, that, and also had, like, a nuclear suit next to it. And it was extremely old. We were out in the middle of nowhere. We're about to go to bed on New Year's Eve. I go, Happy New Year, babe. And she goes, Happy New Year. And then I go, I'm scared. And she goes, Me too. And we slept in the car.
Oh my god! Okay, you've got to.
Oh my god!
This is no good.
This is a reoccurring.
How is car a safer spot?
I know. You're
exposed.
This is a reoccurring. Jordan has some deep seated issues here.
Yeah, and you don't know because every time you ever see a horror film, the ghost is always saying, "Get out of my house."
It's true.
Oh, but yeah.
They never say like, "And the driveway is mine as well."
Okay, that makes a little.
I get that, but like, oh man, come on! As if you're like inept, like your need for sleep. Like you don't have a, you know, when you're, if I'm lying down in bed and someone says there's a 40% chance you're gonna get, I don't know, your arm cut off. If I'm tired, I'll take it.
I wrote, yeah.
I swear to God.
What is it with you trading body parts for just convenience?
That's the definition.
I have slept.
Such short-term thinking.
I have slept.
At least he's not sleeping in his car.
I have slept.
He's getting his arm chopped. Come on, Ollie. You should be on my side.
No.
He wants his arm off so he can have a nap.
He's not getting his arm cut off, but you are actually sleeping in the car.
I've slept in environments that have been told that have been unsafe, unhealthy, and I've been told I can't. There's been things like I think there's been one where it's asbestos, one where it's like really bad air quality, and there was all kinds of things. Every time I was out in 2 minutes.
Yeah, and he doesn't give a shit. You sleep naked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I know that firsthand. From my first night in Lithgow, where he promised to get breakfast, it was 11 a.m. I walk into his house, his dog runs away.
My dog ran away!
And I walk into the room, and then he goes, turn out the light. It was like a 40-watt light. It was the mildest light possible.
It's so true.
And this extremely idle vampire... Yeah. Just says I'm naked, and I say, "Do you want me to leave the house?" He goes, "No, don't worry, you've got one, dude. You go."
Yeah, no. The way I discovered this,
it's a verbatim. That's what happened, word for word.
Well, you did the same thing with me, but you didn't say it. But like, yeah, he was. There was a time when like you slept over at my house, and I had to wake you up in the morning because I had to go to work, and like I don't know, one of you guys was supposed to drive me. I go into the room, my little brother's room.
Yeah, it was your little brother's bed.
Yes, and Miss Love is just flat naked. I was like, dude, get the fuck up. Jeez. I need to get to
you
work.
You are a sex offender, Miss Love.
Oh, I am. I'm on one of those lists. I'm going to be on an app soon. God, that's so frightening.
Okay.
All right, let's finish this game.
Yeah, okay.
Ali, finish this phrase. Give credit where credit is...
Where, you need to fill up your tank.
Jesus Christ.
You gave me one word substitute.
Was that like a Pakistani philosophical?
You find the closest thing that is... Just extremely juvenile. I was thinking in my head the whole time. Give credit where credit is. Poo. Say poo.
He's gone the philosophical like route.
Dude, that was, like, okay, self-admittedly, that was pathetic.
That was the biggest bomb. I thought I had a bomb last week.
What was
God
that?
God damn,
what was
that, but that was atomic.
That was
it was.
I don't know, Ali gave me a sentence that I had to finish, and then I just rambled for like a paragraph with Ali's eyes looking at me going, no, that's all right. That's all right.
Yeah. Damn, I didn't listen to the last week's pod because I didn't have time to drive.
It seems like the game was that you would need to say the worst thing possible in this particular scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jordan said that you're at like a hospital and everyone is like, you're giving a sermon to patients who are dying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what I said. I think I said, yeah, I'll introduce you to a book called God Delusion. And then I asked Jordan that you're giving a speech at a convocation ceremony at a university. And then Jordan's just like, he actually gives a pep talk or something.
Hey, he just did a full speech. This is what happens when you get too much into politics. No, but you can't take a fictional situation and have fun with it. It's like, but the rhetoric has to be precise. Actually, do a speech.
As soon as you get into politics, this just becomes your life. Let me finish.
Yeah.
Just say that constantly.
Hold
on a second. Let me finish.
Let me finish. Yeah, it's so insipid. All right,
so, but I think that either way, my fucking finishing that sentence was way worse than what Jordan did.
I can't even remember.
I feel like
if your sentence was on a book and someone told me that book was like really high-level, intense Eastern... Asian philosophy, I'd read it.
Dude, it had nothing to do with philosophy.
Wait, what so was you the think sentence? It was one of the best sentences. Okay.
Yes. Wait, so you, come on, so you do it.
What do you mean?
Okay, you go. You can't say poo.
Okay. Yeah,
give credit where credit is
shoe.
Well, there we go! Alright, and that deserves a patented high five and handshake.
Thank you.
I don't like this game.
It is literally
no, I like it, but
kindergartners.
No,
I don't know why.
Dude,
understand why you don't.
No,
like it.
Like the thing is, you can't come up with just rhymes that like are stupid. You need to come up with something that makes sense, but in a dumb way. You can't be like, give credit where credit is poo. You need to come up with like, give credit you need credit for your phone or some shit like that.
All right. You can defend yourself to the cows come over, Ali. The point is that you bombed.
I don't like this game. All right, moving on. What's the next fucking segment?
Oh, I love it.
All right, let's start off with most overrated actor
this is awesome.
Yeah, first of all, let's go around in a circle and talk about who we think the most overrated actor is. I think, Ali, you've got some very strong opinions.
Opinions essentially, because I always used to think that acting is an easy job that gets way more credit. Because, like,
I agree.
Yeah, someone tells you what to do, someone tells you where to stand, someone tells you what to say, and then you just say it, and then, like, you're considered to be the driving force of the movie.
You're essentially a mindless drone.
Exactly. And Jerry Seinfeld said, like, he was making a speech at some award show.
I watched that! I watched it!
How cool was that?
I heard that before, because I watched the whole speech. It's just like, you're told what to do, you're told what to say.
You're told what to do!
When you say the line, you get a pat on the back, and then they bring you over to your caravan, and they give you something, like, it's true.
You just stand there, people tell you what to say, and you just have to say it. I have done both, ladies and gentlemen. I can tell you, writing is way more difficult than acting.
That's actually a really good impersonation.
The best impersonation I've ever heard of.
Can I high five that? That's actually...
It was a Western impersonation. It done well.
Really well.
What I've got to say is...
Really well, yeah.
70% Jerry Seinfeld, 30% Farbs from high school.
An
extremely young...
He's totally right.
Moses Lack-esque Jerry Seinfeld.
He's totally right. That is actually does have... That does have a slight... Farbs year seven extremely high pitch. That was really good.
Dodgy kid that's always demanding to play football, always the first to be hurt.
The biggest
yes, oh my god, it's so true.
The biggest
loves Tupac and is literally the whitest man alive. Norwegian. You can't go further north. You can't get more white than that.
It was so weird when I was in Norway, as a quick side note.
Yeah.
When you go to goat herders that have been in the fjords for 5,000 years and they go, my people have pastured this land for isn't this what Native Americans say? It's so weird seeing a white guy just being like, just saying that about his lads, being like, you know, progress has changed the world forever. Shedding a tear when he sees a piece of garbage.
Hey, that's awesome that a white guy can be in that position. That's cool.
It's very interesting. But sorry, Ali, continue. Who's your most overrated actor?
Well, I think clearly whenever I watch a Seth Rogen movie, I'm always saying, dude, this guy can't act for shit.
That's not bad.
I've got nothing but contempt for Seth Rogen.
No, I like that. I like the guy. He's interesting, but
How is he interesting? He's such a dude.
Yeah.
He's not a man. He's a dude.
That's what I'm saying. He's playing. He's like,
I bet he sleeps in his car. No, he is. He's like playing. He's just flogging the dead horse of like, I like smoking weed. And it's like, yeah, man.
Don't we all?
But like, is that all you have?
Do 1099, please. Oh, okay, actually, yeah, that's true. I can relate to this, man.
Do one serious movie like Adam Sandler and get back to your trash else.
No, please don't do serious movies because then he'll get props. This is what happened with Jonah Hill.
He does have a point.
Yeah, I do. Like, Jonah Hill is, like, one of those actors, very much like Seth Rogen, who seems like an interesting personality to hang around with, but can't act for shit. And now he's getting nominated for, like, Best Supporting Actor Oscar.
What?
Yeah, because...
Oh, because Scorsese got him on in his
movie. Yeah, because Scorsese likes hanging out with him. That's the reason.
That's insane. That is not a huge
credit to Scorsese, though, isn't it? That you can win an Oscar if the guy just like likes the cut of your jeans.
Yeah.
He's like, he's fat and funny. What's wrong with this guy? Come on, bring him on.
What's so annoying about him as well is he's just Seth Rogen that's 10 years younger.
Exactly. And that's the thing, man. Acting is all about like networking. As long as you can like know, if you can become like
same
Seth
as music,
Rogen.
Same as music.
Yeah. Maybe music, like you need to be good as well. In acting, you can easily fake being good.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what acting essentially is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And like, you know, but you're not even good. Like, man.
And it's in the director's interest to make you look good.
Exactly.
And the production studio wants you to look good.
They will, if they
so everyone's doing the heavy lifting for you.
Literally, man.
Yeah. This is amazing. I've never thought about this before, but acting is the most overpaid dead weight there is.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's just a dead carcass, and then somebody moves this little puppet flap of his mouth.
Yes!
Like, okay, even
producers, writers, even the costume, they literally sew fucking costumes. All this stuff, like, you know, people who design the sets, like,
the grip guy
has to go like this.
His arms hurt at least.
Yeah. The mic.
Seriously, man. Yeah. It's not a joke.
And like, okay, if someone argues that acting is not that easy,
of course.
I can sort of agree with that, but compared to like someone who's the writer, the guy who's making an imaginary world.
Totally.
And like essentially writing. So if you like a movie, you like the writer. Understand that.
Totally, man.
If you enjoy a movie, and there's a slight chance that the director was also good, but the writer is the guy that you need to be sucking dick off, not Brad Pitt, because he just mimed whatever the fuck he was told to say.
Yeah, he looked nice and overacted. Like, there's a fine line. It's like, he thought, this is my idea of what this person would be like, and tried to do it.
Yeah.
It's like most people that have like some level of like social skills and sort of like understanding of human behavior can do that.
Yeah. The only thing that I can admire is someone if they bring like a personal flavor of their personality to the character. So someone like Sam L. Jackson, for instance, not that he's doing anything special. Whatever he's doing is easy as well. But the way he delivers a line.
You know what the difference is, and you can always see it.
What?
There might be some craftsmanship to acting, but there's no craftsmanship to starring.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
And I think that Samuel L. Jackson does have a theatrical presence.
Exactly. But that's what he is. Like, again, he's not working hard on it, but it's something that's different. Like, Seth Rogen has nothing.
I agree.
He's just... Some of the jokes that are written caters to a specific audience, and Seth Rogen just happens to be on the screen, so everyone thinks he's a great actor. And he got, like... I'm so glad that movie fucking tanked, that Steve Jobs movie that Seth Rogen starred in a serious role.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like that movie tanked, and that was his freaking way of coming into the mainstream of like, come on, count me in for the Oscar, boys.
I can't believe it tanked. That's so... I kind of feel bad for
him. Because it was just his time.
Why are you feeling bad for him?
He was the fat guy from Cool Runnings, but now...
Exactly.
That is Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Superbad was funny. That's
yeah.
It.
Okay, he's a good writer. But
yeah,
again, not an actor.
That's That's the crux. He's a good writer. And what is wrong with that? What's wrong with being a good writer?
I don't even know if
writer?
He is a good writer. What does he do? He just goes, you know what a San Diego boot
okay,
is?
No.
Essentially, what his whole script is just looking up Urban Dictionary and describing
it. Okay, I'll tell you one of his writing jobs that you'll appreciate.
That's the funniest shit I've ever heard. Sorry.
Yeah, he wrote the Ali G show.
What?
Well, not all of it, but quite a bit of it. Wow.
Seth Rogen
and his writing partner.
Wow.
Okay, so we've just completely discredited Ali's theory that Seth Rogen's overrated.
No, he's an overrated actor.
Good writer.
Overrated actor, though.
Sacha Baron Cohen is a good actor. Do you know what the fucking difference is here?
I get you.
All right. That's very accusatory.
I'm with you on that.
All right, Miss Love, who's your most overrated actor?
So mine is... It might be a little harsh because I'm pretty sure she's done 2 movies. I swear, I would be surprised. I would be really surprised to hear if she's done more than let's probably 3, maybe. I don't know how many. So maybe it's a little bit harsh because she hasn't exactly done a wide spectrum. But I don't even know her actual name. The girl from Juno.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
And now she disappeared into the South American wilderness to make mud huts for a while.
Did she?
Isn't she
Yes, I think so, because I remember watching it on one of those movies that was, have you ever tried DMT before? And she was like, no, but I hang around people that take DMT because I'm in the South American wilderness. And I'm like, cool, man, good enough.
Gold!
I thought
Gold.
She was like all political and doing something about the Dakota pipeline.
No, what
yeah,
she...
Yeah, that sounds about her.
Right? What she... Well, this is another thing... kind of pissed me off about her. I didn't know what she was doing either, and I saw her on a... So SBS has become Vice now for some reason. The whole fucking channel is Vice. Like, they've taken over, I don't know. So I was watching that, and she was doing a documentary series basically about her... She's gay. So her and her gay friend going around abusing Christians on Vice. That's basically what it is.
Well, that's pretty much Vice in a nutshell. Lesbians abusing Christians, the channel.
Well, that's what... That's pretty much what it was. So, and I'm not...
The flagship show.
So that's what she's doing. That's what she's doing now. I have no... I'm not trying to combine her political, agenda or whatnot to her acting at all. Like, I would have said the same thing before I saw that. It's irrelevant. I'm not talking about that.
Yeah,
but
the fact that she looks like... A ventriloquist dummy.
She
is so... A ventriloquist dummy that is one of those anthropomorphized cartoon animals of a chipmunk.
Well...
And they call her Chippy.
I watched her on... I watched Juno again. Not all of it. I was just surfing Netflix. And I was like... I remember that movie. And I watched like... I don't know if you guys ever do this, but... When you can't be bothered to watch a full movie, you watch like 20 minutes and then you stop watching it. But I did that, so... I've
never done that in my life.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, well,
that's apparently a thing now. No, I don't do it either, right, well, but I know what you mean.
I do it sometimes. So I did that, and I got like...
You can pretty much predict where every movie is going at this point, can't you? It's either going to be an explosion, or it's going to be 2 awkward teenagers that don't have sex, but you know they're going to have sex soon.
Yeah, exactly. So I watched some of it, and it was just... Last time I watched it was probably like 6 years ago, and it was painfully bad. Like, all of the social, cultural commentary that they were dropping is totally irrelevant now. So, like, MySpace and, like, this, that, and, like, they're like, she answers the phone, she's like, hey, Holmes Gillett, and I'm like,
yes! I'm like, I love that. Phrases that they were trying to make
cool then, like,
cool. No, it was somebody who's nerdy would try and say it to appear cool, and that would be the joke.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about in that scenario.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But now nerdy people wouldn't even go there.
I don't know. I mean, I don't
No one would answer the phone if they're a nerd and say, sup, Holmes Gillett.
That's true. It's changed. And, like, for whatever reason, but the movie's aged terribly. I saw her in, what's that one with...
I love that idea. The movie's aged terribly.
What it has.
No, I'm not disputing it.
The other movie that she's in,
I love how you're always keeping an eye on pop culture that was supposed to be pulp fiction. It was supposed to be just thrown out years before. And now you're so just looking at it now, just being like, Stephen King's The Dome? Nobody has a flip cell phone anymore.
I am like the corporate watchdog for shit 80s movies.
No. Don't give yourself credit here, Miss Love. 80s films at this point could be classics. 2000s.
Early 2000s. Napoleon Dynamite. Right. I don't even know what else. All those kind of stuff.
I can't believe you think that's the 80s. But... But Juno and Napoleon Dynamite, I'm pretty sure when they came out, were like quite highly rated.
Oh, Napoleon Dynamite's still good. But Juno... Yeah. But as I was saying, she's in another movie with... what's it called? Inception. She's in Inception.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She was in Inception. What the fuck happened to her? That's like a good
Yeah, it's a big
gig.
Role.
Yeah.
It's a big role. So... Played the same role. Here, I'll do her now. I'll do her now in every single role she's ever done. I'll do her. Wait, I'm gonna get in character. It's basically like
inside the actor's mind. We just love
that. This is her. This is her in every movie. Yeah, sure. Some ironic statement. Her acting is a. Her acting is her blank
Give
face.
Give that man the Oscar.
Her acting, thank you, is her blank face. She doesn't move her fucking
face. Because she does
that bitch
face.
Blank face. Her, every role. Okay, her angry. Her sad. Her pissed off. Her confused. Her jealous. Every single face. It's
just for everybody at home, his face didn't change.
Yeah, yes, just like, yeah, it's Miss Love's face. That's what like, it was around.
Much like Hugh Grant when he's a villain versus when he's the nice guy. It's like, oh, hi there, right? That's I was just wondering. Going down to the river. Oh,
yeah,
just
but at least Hugh Grant's charming.
Yeah, at least he's charming. She is a blank
We're
canvas.
We're talking about a butch woman you know that goes around beating up Christians.
You know what? You know what? You know what? That. She is literally a canvas because she's so passionate. They could put a canvas on the thing and overdub it. You know? Like
just tattoo great works of art on her cheek.
I swear to God, like if she just and the annoying thing about it is if she showed some range, I can see her being good. It's not that I hate her. It's and I think she could do that. But for whatever reason, I reckon whatever reason she hasn't been given the opportunity or she hasn't done it. And in reality, I think she's just got her millions and she's just I don't know, finger banging a girlfriend.
you know, as off-putting as that last image is, I guess.
She's not bad-looking, but
not in that regard. Just kind of like, what do we say after that? But the thing is that, I don't think that would be far from the truth.
All right, Jordan, what's your overrated actor?
Nicole Kidman.
Whoa!
I kind of agree with that. And I think she's more overrated in Australia than the rest of the world, but still.
Is she? I thought that it was Americans that are giving her all this oxygen.
No, because she's like, okay, Americans give her credit because she was going out or married to Tom Cruise when Tom Cruise was at its peak.
Hey, yeah. He's still there.
Oblivion.
Dude, you need
Jack
to like...
Jack Reacher.
This is four. This is one thing that, Jordan, you need to understand. Tom Cruise is not where he was. He's kind of like O.J. Simpson. Like, yeah, sure... He got acquitted, but he's like he just lost popularity after Scientology.
That's true.
Oh, come on.
No, he has.
We can't equate Tom Cruise to O.J.
Simpson. No.
He's a criminal. He deserves to be killed.
Yeah. No. Not in the same way. But
fuck
like
Oblivion, man.
Come on, you've got to like Tom Cruise is not the thing anymore. Like nobody gives a shit about that guy.
I give a shit about him.
I know you.
There
do.
We go. Two against one.
Well, no, but the majority. This? No, the majority. Do not give
What was
a
the
shit.
Last hey, good Tom Cruise?
Dude,
like, what
he,
was...
he legitimately deserves to wear that shirt that says, I'm big in Japan.
Yeah, but that doesn't really count.
But is he, though?
America's
is
the
he,
only...
Is he still
oh,
big in
him.
Japan? Are we still talking
him.
About Top Gun?
But that doesn't matter, dude.
I'm still
America,
talking about Top Gun.
But America is where it's at. Like, who cares? Like, a lot of weird shit's
who
big.
Cares?
A lot of weird shit's big in Japan. Like, rockabilly's massive in Japan. It doesn't make... You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
So... Dude, I don't know if that's really
okay.
significant.
Paul Schaefer is big in Japan.
Yeah, exactly. Like, weird shit is big in Japan. Like, they like weird shit for some reason. Like,
I'm legitimately sad now.
Yeah.
Well, I thought someone
this
had
is like
to break it
a kid
to you.
The tooth fairy isn't real.
Dude, we can still. He can live on in our hearts, you know?
Yeah,
you're not taking him out of there, are you?
Okay. Well,
no, I'm not.
My yeah, yeah. He's no, keeping this baby.
I've seen, like, two Tom Cruise movies with you, and both of them were like, eh.
Which really?
Yeah.
Which
for
ones?
You,
which?
But for me.
They're amazing.
I couldn't even get that out of my mouth. I'm speechless.
Dude, I love him. He represents
He's an adrenaline junkie.
He's an adrenaline junkie, and he's like an all-American hero, you know? But he's also sassy and, like, not, like, you know,
he's
riding
and he's
also
a specialty vehicle.
And he also...
Constantly, like, I bet you he doesn't own a car. The closest thing he'd own to a car is a quad bike.
Sure. Dude, he also thinks he's a fucking prophet.
Well, now... Okay, the whole thing with Tom Cruise is now he's gone downhill.
He's Tom Cruise. If anybody's a prophet, it's him.
Well, he's gone...
As if he doesn't have a more legitimate claim to it than that bum carpenter in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
How much more successful is Tom Cruise than Jesus? He truly is bigger than Jesus.
He used to be bigger than Jesus.
He makes a really... We should not just be worshipping
him. He's not bigger
than
Jesus
anymore. I'm going to be a Scientologist. I'm going to join Scientology.
We were supposed to be.
I would join if he, like... I don't know if I could, like... I don't like the whole torture thing, but
dude,
like...
Scientology is like on its last straw and Tom Cruise is essentially keeping it together. It's like it's an outdated cult now. It's not even trending anymore. It's just got Tom Cruise.
How good is it? Here is your medal of world... What was it? Like, he gets a medal from the guy and it's like, world achievement medal. It's just nothing. It's just a medal.
Yeah.
He didn't get it for anything.
And every time Tom Cruise has doubts in Scientology, he's like given an additional title of like how he is supposed to be the chosen. Now he's like Tom Cruise is actually, he believes, and his church believes that he is supposed to save humanity. It's yeah. not even a movie anymore. He literally thinks that he will save humanity.
Hell
it's an,
yeah.
It's an unfortunate...
I knew I liked that guy for some reason.
It's an unfortunate scenario.
If you don't like that guy, who do you like?
Well,
if you don't like the savior of humanity, something's wrong with you, Ali.
Well, the reality is...
Man, I kind of like...
Irrelevant of that, the reality is, like, even if you think it's cool, like, he's a crackpot. So the world's like... Why would we... Oh, it's kind of over for him, even if he keeps busting out, like, decent action movies, which he has been. The last Mission Impossible was mad. So, like, he's still doing it. But, like...
Yeah, but was it Oscar, man?
Jordan thinks he's, like... I don't know, who's a really big... He thinks he's,
No, Jordan...
DiCaprio, or maybe... Jordan reckons he's, like...
Don't put DiCaprio...
There you go. That's the point.
Jordan thinks he's like, you know, who's like one of the, who's the biggest guy in Hollywood?
What DiCaprio
now?
Is now? Tom Cruise used to be in the fucking
who's
90s.
Bigger, who's someone bigger than DiCaprio? Like, who's someone?
That's it.
He's the biggest right now.
Well,
DiCaprio's
you think,
where
so
it
you
is,
think...
but I think that Tom Cruise is above him. He's the godfather.
That's retarded, dude. Oh, it's so silly.
We got to get out of here fairly quickly, so we got to end that. But I think that proves that probably... Nicole Kidman is the most overrated actor because we said her name maybe three times and then moved on to talking about Tom Cruise for 10 minutes.
I feel like with Nicole, I can't separate my... I want to support her and I'm like, go you. So it's hard to separate whether she's actually good or not. She's probably average, but I don't think she's that bad. I think you're being a little harsh.
She just reminds me of so many mums... They're always on fad diets and are forcing their kids to be on fad diets.
She is that, basically. Do you know she grew up like two streets away from me?
That's why you like her.
No, that's not why
Come
I like
on,
her.
Admit it. That's why you like her.
Yeah, because not only was she on Neighbours, she was your neighbour. That's how you became good friends.
No, I just, I don't know. I think she's not that bad. I actually don't mind her. That's
There's
just
nothing
me.
About her. She's such an effervescent wisp of nothing.
That's what
Everything
Juno...
Everything just sounds like she's just... whispering something cautiously into the microphone.
No, that...
You're an actor. Yes. Why are you not confident?
Maybe you're right. Maybe
Dude,
you're
I like,
right.
I completely support Jordan on this one. Just... Okay, so for example, Kate Blanchett is someone that you could possibly say that, yes, she's Australian and she's very
actor.
Popular, but you can say that she's a very good actress.
Yeah.
Nicole
but that
Kidman
is all you can say about
is like
Kate
a,
Blanchett.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to use the C-bomb of this one. She's a total cunt.
I love it.
She truly is, though.
But not overrated.
At Gough Whitlam's memorial speech.
That's right.
It was all about her, was
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah, wow. she made it
she,
the whole...
She mentioned Gough Whitlam twice and basically to say, I grew up near where Gough Whitlam... She chucked a missile.
She just said he grew up near where...
All right, anyway, we've got to get out of here. So before we do, let's just play this last game, 5 Things in 10 Seconds. It's a game that I ripped off Kyle and Jackie O at 6 a.m. in the morning while I was in that car at Lithgow because I needed someone to keep me company.
Oh my God.
So I was listening to reruns of it at 5:30.
What the hell is your life? All right.
I don't even know anymore. So 5 Things in 10 Seconds.
How's it
so
work?
You got to name
yeah.
5 things in a category that I give you, and then I'll just count it down. And if you can't, then I'll throw this pin at you.
5 things.
All right, Ali. First off, You have to name 5 North American animals in 10 seconds. Go.
Cougar. Alligators. Deers. Horses are native.
So close. 4 out of 5. Right in the heart.
But horse, no, but horses are native to North America. Yeah, they're like
they that's finish. 4.
They independently developed in Central Asia later on.
I didn't really know that. I thought that they actually were brought in by the Spanish, but there you go.
Really?
No, that's right. They became extinct. They became extinct.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
The Indians hunted them out, and then the Spanish came back in, and then they came back. Wow. And then the Indians went, yeah.
See, why are people anti-colonialism?
Well, then I get one more, right?
No, it's 5 things in 10 seconds. Right, 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 it's a pretty straightforward game.
He's not liking the games today.
All right, move. All
right, Ms. Love.
Yep.
So. Name me 5 movies that have come out in the last 10 years. Go.
Oh, God. Drive, The Matrix. No, fuck, that's not. Jesus. fucking Superbad. God, I'm bad at this. Big.
I got them both in the heart with my pen.
I am terrible. That's the wonders of those game. Pens
that come on with 4 things. You are really bad, but 10 movies.
You could do that in 2 seconds.
Give it a go, Miss Love.
Can you try? I'm just curious to see. Go, okay, right, can you say Ray said go and do 10 movies in the last 10 years.
Hacksaw Ridge, Lion, La La Land, Moonlight, Wolf of Wall Street,
okay.
Facebook still, movie, social network.
Still, you were super close, and I think I just realized that.
Yeah, the trick is you just think about what you saw at the previews of the movies last time.
No, I just thought that Oscars probably have 8, and they were all last year, so I'll just try to remember those. It's a better strategy.
I just realized I have actually become the like late 40s country hick. I don't watch TV anymore. I don't even know what movies are out. I don't know shit about popular culture anymore.
That is the best thing about Lithgow, I've got to say.
No, but you... It's funny how, like, he said in the last 10 years and you get Matrix.
Yeah, the Matrix. I'm stuck in 2001. I think that the Matrix came out 10 years ago.
How long ago was Superbad?
That is your era.
It is. We've just figured it out.
Your era is from 2000 to 2005. Wow. That's where you're going to be for the rest of your life.
That's so... scary.
Yeah, it's a terrible place to be stuck.
And I have a feeling super cool about it.
Get me out. Why?
Yeah, your whole life anthem, I think, would probably be that Ja Rule feat Ashanti song.
Oh like, my would you god, still guys, I don't know. We're gonna have to leave work on me. Yeah.
Well, we'll see you next week. Any tips to get Miss Love out of this time warp would be widely appreciated. I'm guessing from him, but we're not gonna read it. See ya.